Blog Talk Radio.
You are now tuned in to GQ Palace Radio. Radio. Love, sensation, okay. Slow jam. Slow jam. With your host. Dawn.
Never have the courage to come back to you. We're all entitled to make a mistake. We got to prepare for some heartbreak. I was earning my man while I was earning my man. Something you young girls might not understand. No pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no gain,
no gain,
no. No pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no gain. Waste my time telling you nothing wrong. But love is a flower that needs the sun and the rain. A little bit of pleasure's worth a whole lot of pain. If you learn this secret, how to forgive, a longer and a better life you'll live. No pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no gain,
no gain,
no gain.
From falling.
GQ Palace ready with love sensation slow jam with your host Storm.
Good evening. I'm your host, Storm, and welcome back to another episode of Love Sensation on Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Check us out. You will hear the hottest road jams that's around, old, new, you name it, we got it. So I'm going to be kicking it with you tonight. I'm super excited. Hope you enjoyed the three selections. There's definitely more to come, so make sure you guys sit back, relax, grab a little drink like me. Stressful week thus far. It's Tuesday. Lots been going on. Got my Malibu. I'm super excited. I'm off tonight. And I'm just ready just to kick it. Just kick it live on the air. Get it live on the air. So, of course, you can press that 1 if you just want to give a shout out or you want to say what's up or whatever you want to say. You could definitely hit that 1 button and just let me know what's on your mind. But it's your girl Storm tonight. Rich Money took off tonight. So, you know, sharing the love a little bit. You know, he's definitely on the ones and twos in the back. So we definitely going to enjoy ourselves. So with that being said, just want to talk to you. Just talk to you. Talk by myself. Do what I do. And just brainstorm on your health. Whether it's man, woman, transgender, you name it. We don't discriminate. You are who you are. You identify with what you identify as. But I definitely want to just take a second and say, you are beautiful. You are beautiful. You are handsome. You are strong. You have to stay determined. And you have to be willing to do the work to make you whole. Know your worth. Know your value. And just know what the plan is for you. That's what I'm going to say to you tonight. I'm going to play a couple songs. But definitely just want to touch on one thing, really. And then we'll just go wherever it goes tonight. I was listening to an interview the other night. And it was actually a skit from actually Mary J. Blige. And she was saying how she was married for over 15 years. And the person who she was married to used to say, you're nothing. You're not beautiful. This person is better than you. You're not going to make it. You're not strong. You're weak. Just beating her down, you know, on a level of which you wouldn't think because, you know, it's Mary J. So I mentioned her name. Sometimes people are discreet about it, but I wanted to say her name because I wanted you to know that people who have money, people who are celebrities, people who you wouldn't even think of are going through some things just like you. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter how much money you have. It doesn't matter what you don't have. An unhealthy situation is an unhealthy situation. And you have to know when that situation is unhealthy. And you have to know when to leave. So I say to you this, know your value, know your worth, know what you want. And just as much as someone can look you in your face and tell you that you're nothing and you're not going anywhere, and you can't be anything, you're never going to make it to anything. Those are things you want to take that negative and turn that into a positive. Now, like I said, I mentioned Mary, but how many people do you know have heard those words, whether it's been said to them or whether it's been said to someone that they know that they were told that you're never going to amount to anything, you know? You're not going to make it. You don't stand a chance. You know, it's been said. It's been heard. People years ago might have heard it more than we hear it now. But guess what? Years ago, they were probably standing behind closed doors. Now, some of these people are bold enough to say it to your face out in public. And they're saying it. You won't amount to anything. You're not going to make it, you know? Just beating you down on a mental, physically, emotional level. They're breaking you down on so many different levels that you're sinking. You don't know if you're going to sink, if you're going to swim. You don't know what the outcome is going to be. But you got to make sure that you stand firm, steadfast. Make sure that you stay that person might say something negative, but you got to counteract your brain with something positive. Someone could say, you're not going to be anything. In your head, I am somebody. You know, someone could say you're ugly. In your head, you want to say, I'm beautiful. I'm handsome. I'm going to be somebody. I'm going someplace. These are different things that you want to say to yourself. If that means getting a post-it note and putting it on your mirror, putting it in your room, putting it on your wall, you want to say those positive affirmations to yourself so you keep reminding yourself who you are, regardless of who they say you are. Just sharing food for thought, different things that's on my mind that I'm hearing, that I'm seeing, and I'm speaking to everybody. It doesn't matter who you are. Make sure we're clear on that, because parents, children, husband, wife, spouse, you name it. This is a relatable situation that I'm talking about. It's not something that's just for women, just for men, just for children. It's for everybody. Everybody. And it goes out to people who tell you that you're not going to make it and that you're not going to be successful. If you're starting that business and you got someone saying, oh, that's not a good idea. Oh, you're not going to be successful. Oh, you can't do that. Don't let people tell you what you can and cannot do. If you really want it, you set your mind to it, and you try to accomplish the goals that you set forth for yourself. So this is our storm. We're going to go to maybe one or two more songs. But before the end of the night, I do want to play Good Morning Gorgeous. I do. And I want that, when we play that song, I want, whether it's man, woman, whoever you are, I want you to take a second and hear the words. Allow yourself to feel the words, because it's a testimony. It's a story. If you've ever been around anyone that beats you down, spiritually, emotionally, mentally, you name it, who just wasn't positive, you know, negative could be your friend or someone you call your friend who's always negative, who has nothing good to say. Or you could have that person that's always lying constantly, constantly, constantly. Like, oh my God, do you know the truth? Because I don't know the truth coming out your mouth. It could be anybody. But you guys, the show tonight is just to tell you that you are beautiful, you are handsome, you are somebody, and you're going to make it, regardless of what people say about you. Regardless, you have to know who you are. Take that positive word, that negative word that they're saying, and make it a positive. You're ugly. In my head, I'm beautiful. You're not going to get that business together. In my head, yes, I am. You're never going to make it. Yes, I am. You want to write those positive affirmations down on a daily. Write it down. Reread it. Every single day, you read it. And the other thing I liked with Mary is Good Morning Gorgeous. The first thing you see in the mirror when you open your eyes and brush your teeth and wash your face is your face. And if you don't think that you're beautiful, if you don't think that you're handsome, it could be down to the freckles that's on your face. It could be the bumps that's on your face. It could be the moles that's on your face. But guess what? You got to take that and say, I am somebody. I am beautiful. Each mole that I might have on my face, that I have on my body, I am beautiful. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. So guess what? You might sit next to someone and they might say, oh, you're ugly. Okay, your opinion. In your head, I'm beautiful. I'm going somewhere. So just remember those positive affirmations. And parents, as we raise our children, make sure that they're doing those positive affirmations, because this world is cruel out there. But we're going to chop it up some more with some positive affirmations. But for right now, phone lines are always open here at GQ Palace Radio. And you guys are going to be blessed with the best. That's us here at GQ Palace. all of our hosts. We are here. We're beautiful. We're handsome. And we're going to make it, y'all. So we're going to play about 2 songs, and we'll come back and talk a little bit some more. Stay tuned, y'all.
You are now tuned in to GQ Palace Radio. Love Sensation Slow Jam. With your host Storm.
Somebody in a video talking about something I posted in a video. If it wasn't me, then would you even get offended? Or is it just because I'm black and heavy? Y'all don't hear me though. I've been the same since I've been dropping slow on business. Call up anybody I know and they will tell you that fame is pretty new, but I've been used to people judging me. That's why I move the way I move and why I'm so in love with me. I'm used to feeling
morning, gorgeous, good morning, gorgeous, all the times that I hated myself, yeah.
All the times that I wanted to be someone else. All the times that I should have been gentle with me. All the times that I should have been careful with me. Why did I hate myself?
Why did I hate so intensely?
Lord, help me. I wake up every morning and tell myself, morning gorgeous. Sometimes I gotta look in the mirror and say,
morning gorgeous.
My girl, yes, you know who that is. Those of you who don't know, Mary J. Blige, good morning, gorgeous. Those of you who are a Mary J. fan, now you know she got a testimony. Every song, forgive me, those of you who are not a fan, I'm going to say it anyway, she's one of my favorites. She is. Because you know what? She has a testimony. Yes, a lot of it is trials and tribulations she's been through in her relationships and things that she's experienced. But guess what? Those are things that build you up to make you stronger. And just think, if she can come up with something, you know, good morning, gorgeous, you know, she could let you know that she needs her peace. You need your peace. Hell, I need my peace. I need my peace. Completely, just peace. That woo-saw moment that not all of us get. That moment, you know? That's the moment right there that we need to be able to get by and just to be able to exhale, go day to day. Life is a struggle by itself. You know, we're blessed to be among the land of the living. That's a blessing by itself because somebody didn't wake up this morning. But you can hear the sounds of my voice, so that lets you know that I'm here. And I'm thankful for it. I don't take it for granted whatsoever. So as we continue on, just relaxing, just vibing, just enjoying the night, you know, this Tuesday night, the beginning of the week. I was trying to think of a day to call Tuesday besides Tuesday, you know. And I was like, oh, what can I say? Like, but tonight, Tuesday, love sensation. You know, love is Tuesday. Oh, I like that, though. Love is Tuesday. Come check us out. Tuesday night, 7 p.m. We got the hottest music for you. We talk a little bit too, you know, but then we play some songs. We don't hold you up too long. We want you to be able to enjoy it. So, with that being said, those positive affirmations, you're beautiful. Remember, you're handsome. You're going to make it. You're somebody. The words that people say, you cannot allow them to define who you are. You have to use your words to define who you are. You have to make sure that you speak positivity upon yourself and the company you keep. If you're sitting around negativity, guess what? Negative people get you negative results, get you nowhere in this thing called life. Where's the struggle? So you want to make sure you surround yourself with positive people, like-minded people, people that want, that share similar goals with you, people that want to go places and do things just like you. This way you can encourage and motivate each other as you guys go on that journey, you know? and just, you know, definitely I'd be remiss if I didn't say, you know, shout out to anyone that's celebrating a birthday, you know, those birthday shout outs that people like. You know, happy birthday to you guys. My favorite season is Capricorn season, but it's not Capricorn season, but happy birthday anyway. You know, this is a busy time of the year. Graduations, proms, everything's about to be going down. So kids, be safe. Parents, use this time to encourage these children that this is the life that we are living. You know, around this time, a lot of things happen. We got to make sure our kids are safe, our babies are safe, our grandbabies are safe. We got to make sure that they're good. You know, call one of your loved ones and check on them and tell them that you love them. You know, there's sick people that can't get out the house. Call them up. Bring somebody some lunch. You know, take them out to lunch. But use this time as it starts to get warm to share your love with people. You know, not everybody's bad. Trust me, you know who the bad apples are. Stay away from them. You don't have to surround yourself by negative people. Reach out to the positive people. And if you're living right and you're living positive too, guess what? Your positive is going to ray. That's going to be like a ray of sunshine. That's going to attract so many different people. But guess what? It also opens the door for that negativity to come in too. That negative person. That sneaky link that could be right there, right in the back of your neck, and you don't even know who they are. So pay attention. Pay attention. You are somebody. You definitely are somebody. So we're going to go to two more songs. Hope you guys enjoy them. I'm enjoying them. The vibe, the mood, wind down. Happy Tuesday. Love is Tuesday here at DC Palace. Let's play two more songs, please.
I'm falling. a chair is still a chair, even when there's no one sitting there.
Are you gonna be? Say you're gonna be. Are you gonna be? Say you're gonna be. Are you gonna be? Say you're gonna be. Well, 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 well. Still in love, so in love, still in love with you. Are you gonna be? Say that you're gonna be.
Bringing you the heavy songs tonight. We're definitely bringing it to you. We're delivering it. We are serving it. Yes, tonight. Of course, you know, I have my mean two-step going on since 7. You know, after working these doubles, my feet is killing me. But I have to say, just wind down this night. It's nice and smooth. It's so relaxing. Just allows you just to wind down. We need this. We need this right here. So even if you don't press that one button, just listen to the music. Listen to the music. Tell a friend to tell a friend. DQ Palace. We have a show on Tuesday. We have a show on Wednesday. Show on Friday. There's going to be more coming. Don't you worry about that. There's going to be more coming. Different things coming. DQ Palace is definitely doing it big this year, 2023. God's blessings, God's grace. Speaking into an existence, all positive things that God has is in store for DQ Palace. We're ready for it. So with that being said, I do want to give a couple shout outs. I do want to just mention an event that your girl Storm will be hosting in July. I want to mention that event as well. Started, you know, get it circulating in the air. DQ Palace will definitely be in the building. So you definitely want to come out to the free concert. It's AAECF Presents. It's a concert in the park. It's free. We have entertainment. We have a band. We have a DJ. The lineup is sweet. We have poets, dancers. We have authors. We're going to have food trucks out there for your leisure. We're going to have tables where there are people are going to be selling, marketing the different products that they're doing, that they have, just networking, fellowshipping, that's what it's about. So definitely check us out. That's Saturday, July 15th. You'll hear us talk about it more here on GP Palace. If anyone's interested in being a part of that, just reach out to me. GP Palace is going to be there. Like I said, the Girl Storm is going to be hosting it. Rich Money will be down there holding it down. Definitely marketing, networking, you know, that's the goal of GQ Palace. Those of you who don't know, you know, GQ Palace, we network, we fellowship with many different people on many different levels, and we're definitely blessed to be able to do that. So I wanted to bring that up as well. I believe Nonstop Media will have an event coming up too, so GQ Palace takes part in that as well, Rich Money and Santana. So definitely be looking out for that. But meanwhile, you know, tell a friend that GQ Palace is where it's at. We got different shows. Friday show, we interview people. Anyone looking to promote what they're doing, GQ Palace is here. You have to send your information in to geekupalaceradio@gmail.com or geeqe002@gmail.com. Or you could just look us up, Geeky Palace. Google it. You'll find us. We've been in business for a long time, and we're definitely excited to be able to still be in business and still be able to help people, uplift people, encourage people, and just help them network and do the things that they love to do, because helping people is what we love to do. So want to just also mention, amongst the shows that we do have, you guys, Mother's Day is coming up. You know, those of you who still have, you know, your mother here with you, you want to make sure that you cherish them, you love them, you show them support, and you just be there for them. Because there was a point in time when your parents, mother, father, took care of you, and they sacrificed you so that you can eat, and they sacrificed you so that you'll be able to have shoes on your feet, food on your table. So I'm not saying you have to do the same thing for them, but I'm just saying respect. When respect is given, respect is due. And respect is definitely, for me, I know, and for us, I know that respect is big, and we love and appreciate and respect our family, our mothers, you know, rest in peace to, you know, fathers and stuff. And I know my father passed, so definitely rest in peace to him. But shout out to my mom, as Mother's Day comes up, my mother-in-law, you know, shout out to them who are still here with us, and we still want to make sure that we enjoy them, you know, enjoy them, spend time with them, uplift them, and just let them know that, you know, we can never give them what they gave us. It's impossible. But what we can give them is continued love, unconditional love, and a helping hand, you know, if need be. So shout out to all the mothers that's out there for Mother's Day. Mothers, stepmothers, dog mothers, you name it. Some people who don't have children, they have dogs, and their animals are their children. So shout out to all of you. And, you know, Father's Day is coming up in June. So, all right, fathers, let us have our Mother's Day, and we let you have your Father's Day. I'm starting trouble now, right? But you get what I'm saying. You get what I'm saying. And shout out to the fathers who have to be the mothers and fathers. See? Respect, have to give it, you know, because sometimes we fall short. You know, there are fathers out there that's raising children, you know, so no, they may not have the proper tools that a woman has, you know, female parts and such, but guess what? Shout out to them for stepping up and doing what they do, you know. So as Mother's Day approaches, we definitely want to say Happy Mother's Day to all, big or small, whatever you contribute, Happy Mother's Day. So look at the time, look at the time, look at the time. I truly enjoyed myself with you guys tonight. Here on Lovers Tuesday, Love Sensation. Yeah, I said that, Lovers Tuesday. I enjoyed myself, and it was a wonderful experience being able to chill with you guys here on Tuesday night. And I do look forward to hanging out with you guys more often in the future, whenever time permits, or whenever I'm able to bless you guys. Definitely excited to bless you with my presence and be able to just hang out with you guys, chop it up, speak some truth, facts, what we're dealing with here in this thing called life. But we're going to end the show. We're going to go out with two songs, you know, why not? And we've been doing two all night. We'll go out with two songs and just know, positive affirmations. You are beautiful. You are handsome. You are strong. You are going someplace. Okay? Stay determined. Stay motivated. And when someone tells you you can't, in your head, you say you can. And you stay positive. And you stay encouraged. And if you can, try to encourage someone else. That's okay. Encourage someone else. Uplift someone else. But at the same time, make sure you're uplifting and encouraging yourself. Put those sticky notes out there. You know, as Mary says, good morning, gorgeous. I'm sure she says good morning to herself or calls herself gorgeous more than one time in one day. And guess what? It's okay for you to do it too. Know your value. Know your worth. Know that you are someone. And if no one tells you, I will tell you. On behalf of Deep Palace Radio, on behalf of Lovers Tuesday and Love Sensation, you are beautiful. You are handsome. You are strong. You will be something, regardless of what people say. Have a blessed and safe week. Look forward to hanging out with you guys tomorrow night on the Diva Squad, 8 p.m., and then chopping it up with you on Friday night at 7 p.m. It's Butter Baby. Check us out. DQ Palace.
You are now tuned in to DQ Palace Radio. Radio. Love, sensation, slow jam. Slow jam. With your host, Storm. 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 Storm.
Imagine seeing him on the town holding another hand. She's staring me down, so I figured that he told her who I am. But it don't matter either way what they do or say, cause ain't nothing changed. He's standing with her, but his soul is calling out my name. In my mind, I'll always be his lady. In my mind, I'll always be his girl. Saw his mama just the other day, and even through a spell.
as a pain. You walk in my direction, I go the other way. I start to stutter when I speak. Try to stand, but my knees go weak. What's happening to me? In the dark, can you tell me what?